From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama meets with his national security team about Syria and the Islamic State. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the meeting at the State Department will focus on the global campaign to degrade and destroy Islamic State, as well as on Syria and other issues.
The meeting agenda will not just be limited to a discussion of the cessation of hostilities. So this will be a rather wide-ranging meeting, but it will all be focused on our ongoing effort to degrade and ultimately destroy ISIL.
Obama reached agreement earlier this week with Russian President Vladimir Putin over a partial ceasefire in the civil war in Syria that is set to take effect on Saturday. Meanwhile, the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says he will announce Friday when UN-mediated peace talks on Syria will resume. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, de Mistura says a lot will depend on whether the U.S.-Russian cessation of hostilities agreement takes hold.
UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura says he considers Friday a crucial day in ongoing efforts to quickly resume the Syrian peace talks that were abruptly suspended on February 3rd. While the outlook for the talks remains cloudy, better news is emerging in regard to UN efforts to provide humanitarian aid to Syrian civilians living in blockaded areas. Jan Egelen chairs the Task Force for Humanitarian Access in Syria. He says over the past 2 weeks, more than 180 trucks have reached 6 besieged areas with food and other relief supplies for 110,000 people. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Federal Bureau of Investigation Chief James Comey says the issues raised in a request for Apple to break the encryption of an iPhone used by the San Bernardino terrorists could change American society. Speaking to the House Intelligence Committee, Comey said that the FBI has an obligation to enforce the law.
Law enforcement, which I'm part of, really does save people's lives, rescue kids, rescue neighborhoods from terrorists, and we do that a whole lot through court orders that are search warrants, and we do it a whole lot through search warrants of mobile devices.
However, Comey acknowledged his own reluctance at breaking encryption intended to keep personal data safe. Apple has defied a court order to break the encryption of a phone used by one of the attackers in San Bernardino, California, in December. 14 people died when two terrorists opened fire on a holiday party. Apple has said that breaking the encryption would make all its devices vulnerable to hacking in the future. Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval has scratched himself from consideration for a seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. It comes only one day after reports emerged that the White House was vetting his background for a possible appointment. The 52-year-old Sandoval said he told the White House he did not wish to be considered at this time for the seat created by the death of the late Justice Antonin Scalia. President Obama is considering a list of candidates to fill the lifetime job on the 9-member court. However, Republicans in the Senate have said they will not consider any appointees until after a new president takes office next January. The U.S. Republican presidential candidates hold a crucial debate late Thursday with Florida Senator Marco Rubio and Texas Senator Ted Cruz looking to curb the momentum of frontrunner Donald Trump. The flamboyant Trump has won 3 straight election contests in New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada. Cruz won the Iowa caucuses. Both Rubio and Cruz have sharpened their attacks on Trump in recent days, with Rubio saying that Trump's Make America Great Again campaign slogan is empty rhetoric without many specific policy proposals. And President Obama has signed a trade bill that would make it illegal to import goods produced by slave labor into the United States. Previous laws included a loophole that did prohibit slave labor imports, but said the ban did not apply to any goods that were not otherwise produced in large enough quantities to meet the consumptive demands of the United States. The UN's International Labor Organization estimates that 21 million people are victims of forced labor worldwide, more than half of them in Asia. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.